Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady, recording to you live on tape from an island off the coast of the United States in the Atlantic Ocean. And I'm here with Hemda, her romper, and her eyebrows, and Keith.
She loves the romper, right?
And his beard. His beard is in, it's like the phases of the moon, you know, where now we're in a full beard and then there'll be, it'll be a waxing crescent next. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so excited to be here. Hello.
Hello. I thought you were going to give the coordinates of where you were. You were getting pretty specific.
Well, I am, I'm an ocean man now. I'm an ocean dweller.
I like that.
I'm doing seaside. I'm doing shanties. I'm doing Jaws. I basically am living in Jaws, except for less scary.
Yeah, I hope it's a different outcome because I didn't watch that movie, but there were some bad outcomes for some people, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's an app called Sharktivity, I guess, where you can see because they tag all the sharks along the Cape and Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, so you can see, you know, the Sharktivity if you want to take a look.
I saw ABC was going to have some specials coming up where they show a woman lost her leg from a shark attack, and now they're going to show her brave stepping back into the water. But you know, when it was happening, they're like, only if you're ready. But this is kind of a $1 million production, so you really got to do it.
Yeah, she had to sign a thingy.
Like, right, you will do it.
And but if you want to back out, I guess we could make a show about how you suck. But
I guess we right, we did a movie about how you suck and sue you, or step in the fucking water.
That's immersion therapy.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, they're really, they really are around. It's so weird to just be like, well, I mean, I'm sure it won't get me if I go in the water.
How but close are they?
They could be like, you know, 20 yards offshore. They're right there.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's too much Sharktivity for me.
It's a lot of Sharktivity.
Yeah.
So that's me, you know, just dodging sharks. How are you guys doing?
I'm dodging, I don't know, rain. I got caught in it. That
okay.
Big thunderstorm, just biking and halfway to IKEA. So just had to stand around in it for a little while and then dry off while biking and got dry by the time I got there. So really having adventures on the weekend. I'm a weekend warrior, I think you would call it.
Yeah, it's like, okay. Is she wet? Is she dry? You know, is she damp?
It's more than just WAP, you know what I mean?
It's wet, it's wah, wet head, wet ass head, wah, wet ass arm, wall, wet ass legs.
It's just a wall, wet ass life.
Yeah.
This is like one of those concept albums.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Keith, give me your update.
Today I had a handyman in my house that puts things on shell. He was wearing a mask. I see your face. And what's good about having to be separate from each other, I can't help him if I wanted to. So usually I have to pretend there's business in whatever room a cleaner or handyman is in. But now I can stare and be like, you know, I wish I could help. But I put a mirror in my living room. I put some art in my bedroom. I put a paper towel rack in my paper towel Ooh. Rack area. I put the long towel thing instead of the circle towel thing. That's up so those don't get moldy quick.
Perfect.
It's very exciting. So I'm ready for these parties that'll never happen.
Well, two, Keith, you know that just means as you're settling in, that means you're going to have to move soon.
Right.
And two, that rod that holds towels, that's not a pull-up bar. Just a little note.
Thank you.
Everyone keeps in mind.
Noted.
We don't use that for anti-gravity anything.
I did put a warning sign on it. Not to be used as a handle.
Keith, remember when you broke your nose in your own bathroom?
I do, because it's still busted. Yes, I do remember that.
How does that feel lately?
It hurts. It hurts my brain.
It still hurts?
I should get it checked out.
Wow. So, like, it hurts in your nose, or
It sometimes it hurts in my nose and then it gets into my brain. It
gets into your brain?
Yeah, but maybe it's good. Like maybe it's jogging something good.
That's concerning to me.
It probably is, but you know.
It doesn't look like you don't have any residual anything. You had it for a while, but it's gone now.
I don't think it's gone, but thank you.
You probably see like way more nuance than anybody else, but I saw when it was still kind of like, oh, this might be your new face.
How about now?
No, I don't think. I mean,
taking off my glasses, I think the glasses hide it.
I see it.
And my nose looks like it has glasses holders, and so it looks deliberate.
That's funny. You probably don't even have a prescription. You just want
to. No. Yeah.
I want to talk about last week on Keith and the Girl. That's what we're here for.
All right.
We must do the work, okay? The work is not going to do itself. We must put pen to paper, get, you know, discipline, ankle weights, run around the track, do our strength training, you know, Rocky Balboa in the meat locker, you know, doing with the stakes, fighting them, doing up, down stairs in Philadelphia. We have to do it. We have to do it or else nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah.
I was wondering what does happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
If we don't do last week, do the shows last week really happen? Like if a tree falls in the woods, you know?
I don't know. So shows 3311 to 3313.
Yes.
Starting with 3311, Science Porn with Carolyn Bergier.
Uh-huh. Bergier, yes.
Bergier.
Yes.
Is that French? I don't speak French.
Oh, right. Not at all. So it's not on you.
Keith doesn't see color, so.
She corrects the name and you go, oh, no, I don't speak French.
Yeah. I pronounce the letters that I'm given. Okay. No more, no less. What a delight. She's a new guest.
Yes.
And you were, and she's Melody Kamali's co-host on the podcast, Dyking Out, that Hamda was on.
Which I'm really hoping, this is my secret and not so secret hope. Whenever I'm on somebody else's podcast, I want to be their most downloaded episode. Mm-hmm. So if we could just go and listen to Dyking Out, the one that I'm on, and make it so.
Make
also,
it, rain.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Penda was great on it. Yeah.
Keith downloaded it. Thank you, Keith.
I did. And I heard it as well.
Excellent.
Damn, Keith.
It was great. Yeah. I don't mind. I'm a team player.
Way to show your support.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it. It's more for me. I enjoyed it.
Oh, cool. So everybody wins.
Yeah.
You guys talked about the continuation of the hard cock saga. Where
it never ends.
You asked a census worker. You accidentally said that something about a hard cock to a census worker. And she was like, oh, I didn't hear you anyways. And you were like, yeah. But then also it was your brother on the phone. Like the whole thing gave me, I took pause. I was like,
it's too much.
This is not a good plan. Like pandemic Keith is really looking for ways to have fun. Oh, I'm on the phone with my brother. Let me pretend that I'm talking about my cock to my girlfriend. Oh, wait, here's a stranger. It's like, I feel like you're a little bit of an exhibitionist. Like you're you're trying to get your jollies in some creepy way or something.
Well, as you know, there's not much we can do now. Right. Like I can't put a pill on the floor next to a guest and go, oh, did you drop this and eat it? It certainly doesn't work over Zoom. So you get these moments when things seem to align and not worth it.
You got to go for
it. It feels like you have to go for it.
Yeah.
But these are always fails for Keith. Like he's online. Yeah. He sees that the joke is there. He tells it. People go, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, no, I just want to die now. No, just repeat what you said. I'd really rather you shoot me in the face. Right. And then that's the, banter online. And then you're at a liquor store and you feel uncomfortable because there's some guy standing there going, please shoot me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why he tries. I don't know why he does these efforts.
I'm getting better at it, but I haven't learned.
Well, without these little pockets of spice. Life is just, you know, pretty bland.
Yeah. Hmm? I'm sitting there, I'm buying mirrors. I already have a mirror in my house. Who's coming over? You know?
You're making the place look more spacious. For who?
Right.
No,
there's
but
even less people now.
It is a nice design element. And you are gonna find that you enjoy it. And you're gonna be like, why? How did I even live without this gorgeous design element? That's what you're gonna be saying to yourself.
Oh, I can't wait for those episodes.
I was just looking at a wall. That wasn't me.
Read some listener mail on that episode of a listener who's like, guys, I don't want to talk about that anymore. Political. And you're like, what? And they're like, meh. And you're like, let us say what we want to say. And you're like, and they're like, okay. And then you're like, meh. And then they're like, meh. You know.
Yeah, it happens at wartime. It certainly happens every 4 years. What are you going to do? Not talk about it? I would hear it. Like I said this, but if I was listening to an opinion talk show and they weren't talking about masks and the president and Biden, I'd turn it off. I'd find them stupid. I'd find them nervous. But this person says he doesn't like the politics talk. He just wants something funnier, which, you know, surprise. I know already that's going to mean that he's more right wing and doesn't think I'm being fair. But his only point about politics was these masks. Masks is a hoax. I'm like, oh no, that's your whole point about it, that it being that it's politics. It only affects 0.06% of people my age. What's the fucking problem? First of all, whatever he wrote, I forget the exact numbers, was wrong. But even if it was, it really is. What numbers are acceptable? And it's only old people? Okay, fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only people like Henda with a real autoimmune disease? Okay. Like, you don't even have to go one fucking degree from me to find somebody that I'd be nervous about dying.
Right. Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah, the whole thing about acceptable deaths, like...
That was creepy.
The poll... Yeah. And in not a KTG poll, but an actual national poll.
Yeah, it was, I believe it was the ABC News.
Is it fine that the world is ending and everybody is it, are you fine with it? They're like, yeah, honestly, I'm fine with it because I love Donald Trump. It's like,
right. don't be political, but it is of note. 57% of Republicans believe the number of U.S. deaths from the virus are acceptable. 10% of the Democrats do not. That's telling. What's it telling? Hey, I'll give the poll results. You decide.
You know what I did think about, though, the voting over mail system? I can't find a way to trust that. I don't want to be on the Donald side, but I don't trust it. I just feel like there's been a lot of male people like throwing the mail in the river. The country is so divided that if you know male people have opened the envelopes around Christmas knowing that, you know, grandma's sending you $20 and they've racked that up. I'm not that comfortable with it. I don't know that the U.S. has such a strong system where we can vote like that. I know that,
right.
You know that.
But you can fill it out and give it to Xerxes. Xerxes can drop it off in person, or I can pick it up from you.
In the voter booth or what?
No, you can go in person to somewhere and give it.
Yeah, but that's not via mail, right?
Right. So do that instead.
Yeah, I don't know how comfortable I am with us opening it in the mail system.
Well, also the USPS is really only so unreliable and fucked up because it's been defunded systematically for the past, you know, 30 years by Trumpy kind of Republicans who don't see it as necessary.
Well, so, that being said, it is corrupted. So,
right. But I think, I mean, if it's an option that we have, then I mean, I think we should try to trust it.
It's just a
or
tough
don't.
One for me. I
just
understand.
Do it in person.
Just do it in person. Yeah.
I'm going to. I will distance myself into that booth. You know what I mean? I will get it done. That's all.
But you could still do the mail part without the mail part. You can quickly drop off your thing in person.
So
you don't even have to go to the ballot booth.
Right. Have the ballot mailed to you, but you don't mail it back.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to work it out. I just feel uncomfortable, as I'm sure we all do.
Yeah. I just bought some stamps the other day, though, and they're really cute. So,
you know what? I haven't been to the post office in a while, though. Are they any nicer? Because honest to God, they've been firing themselves.
They were nice here. They said, I said, and I'd like a sheet of stamps. Your cutest option, please. And she was like, oh, I've got a bunch of cute ones, but I think this is probably the cutest. And then I agreed. They're Lunar New Year, Year of the Rat stamps, and they have a little like gold shiny leaf on them. They're cute.
Oh, I thought it was a gold rat. I was like, rats are the cutest? No, I mean, no. Mickey Mouse is a mouse. So.
It is a rat's head, but it's, you know, it's cute. Cute. Anyway, everyone's in trouble. Everybody's being locked up. Lori Loughlin's going to jail. Mm-hmm. Her husband's going to jail. Kellyanne Conway's frigging daughter is, you know, stirring the pot, and her parents are like, we gotta quit. We gotta take care of this situation. And yeah, I mean, it's all just coming apart at the goddamn seams. Keith, do you feel as though justice has been served in Operation Varsity Blues, the parents who paid for their kids to go to college scandal?
Yeah, because they're getting fined, I think, appropriately. So let's not forget that. 2 months is a long time to these people, which so I'm fine with that.
It does
me no favors if they're there for years. They're properly humiliated. That's an important part to me. Yes, I'm fine with Lori Loughlin getting 2 months.
So either 2 months or death penalty.
I mean, you know, God willing, sure. But this is the world we live in, and you have to act appropriately. And I'm good with 2 months.
All right.
3 months would be better, sure.
Yeah.
But 2 months is still long for a princess.
I do think a week is long for your average person. Like, those bars are sick, you know? It's a mental shift of that can't really be duplicated. It's fucked up. 2 months is a long time. Oh, Keith, you did it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have learned a lesson in a week. Please.
How long were you in there again?
2 hardcore months.
The Lori Loughlin special.
Now, mine was jail. Hers is federal prison. That's different.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right.
Isn't it funny? I forget that Keith went to jail. He went to the army. He had this whole weirdo Americana life. You did all the America stuff, didn't you, Keith?
If the government provided it, I tried to take advantage.
Yep. 3 hots and a cot. Am I right, Keith?
And then they're like, well, the army's kind of like this, but you can get out on weekends. And I said, done. Sign me up.
What? 3 square meals? Okay.
Right. So the poll on that episode was acceptable deaths, right?
Yeah. So we asked our audience, number of U.S. deaths from coronavirus has been exactly worded like the earlier poll, acceptable or non-acceptable. 100% not acceptable.
Woot, woot.
Maybe because they know Henda, I don't know. But, yeah, but what about, what but so this guy wrote me a letter, Brad. But then went. Yeah, but the poll, not acceptable. Like what? Your whole letter said acceptable. You're not even participating in science. Like, can you please? Well, be part of the process.
Why do people get mad when Keith gets mad? That is so funny.
I cancel you. You canceled me. You canceled Hendon and said, bye-bye, who cares? That's what you said, Brett. You said, bye-bye, who cares? Well, I care, Brett. You're canceled. How about that? Henda's alive now, and you're canceled. Brett.
Well, you have a lot of backup on the forums.
That's good. I was a little surprised. I thought there'd be a percent saying acceptable. you know, a little percent of idiots, but yeah, it's pleasurable to see.
Everybody in there is like, and another thing, yeah. Brett. I also agree with Keith, and I'm Keith's favorite, and Keith loves me most. And Keith is my dad and my best friend, and he could beat up your dad, okay?
That's right.
And you know what? One of those people were right.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Briskly, please. Enough lollygagging. Episode 3312, Finger Licking Good with Carmen Legala. Another delight. Another fun, chill gal. Finger licking good, of course, refers to KFC slogan, which they're not using anymore because they don't want you licking your fingers because you got COVID all over them, babe. Okay.
Do you think that we thought that was mandatory?
But you eat the fucking, but you're eating the chicken. It touched your fingers. There's no fucking difference.
It's going to be KFC. Knife and fork it from now on.
Right.
Careful, guys.
Their catchphrase is how we are forced to eat their food.
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
We're the best chicken. Fork it.
But do use utensils. And don't do COVID chicken. Chicken COVID. I don't know. It just seems
$26 family pack. Don't be an asshole.
It seems like an overcorrection, but you know, I guess there are people who do, you know, Trump says inject yourself with bleach and next thing you know, there they are. So I guess you do have to kind of assume that there is a contingent that's going to be very literal and be like, I must lick my entire hand every time
always?
I eat it because that's the guidelines provided.
But do you think they put this out thinking, hey, we better do the right thing before we get in trouble? Then they're like, what? You're touching the food anyway. It doesn't matter. And then they go, oh, shit, but we can't take it back. It's like Trader Joe's. They said, you know what? We're not going to do Trader Jose's anymore. That seems too much. And then people went, we don't give a fuck. And they went, you know what? We're going to keep Trader Jose's and wish we weren't in the news in the first place, but that will save us millions.
You know, somebody wrote to me about it and they unsubscribed from VIP because of it. And so I guess they'll never hear it. But I did think about it for a little bit because part of their message was, yeah, it's cute when it's Jose and it's cute when it's Ming. What would it be if it was like an African dish or African related or anything relative to Black in America, would we be thinking it's as cute? Right. And I thought that was actually a good point.
Well, too late.
Right.
too late.
This mattered so much. Look how everyone's still buzzing about it.
Yeah, I just think like it's capitalism anyway. And I mean, yeah, if you want to make them spend a lot of money to change their packaging just as like a little fuck you, then as a constituency of Trader Joe's, essentially, where you vote with your dollar, then sure, you can have them make that change. But I mean, materially, does it really? It's not feeding hungry people. It's not, you know, giving money to, it's very symbolic to me, which is important, but.
It is, but isn't the language change a equalizing of sorts in the verbiage of that?
Right. And I think that like, especially with a dish that's not authentically Mexican or Chinese.
What's going to be? It's not going to come from Trader Joe's. Yeah. It's not authentic.
Right. So it is a little weird, but I mean, to the VIP member, oh, wait,
right,
you're not here. Yeah. Never mind. We can stop talking about this now. You guys talked about the Republican convention, aka fascist propaganda in the style of a Leni Riefenstahl film. It was crazy. Some of this stuff was like out of control, especially Kimberly Guilfoyle's speech.
We're all going to die if Trump doesn't change things tomorrow. But he was there the whole time. but it's the worst it's ever been. But
right,
a lot of screaming, a lot of what?
Anarchist, you know, Marxist liberals are trying to abolish the suburbs and let Black people eat your children from their infancy.
But are you noticing the effect of it? Doesn't it sound like all of those sound bites are now in social media and in the response of Republicans against the Democrats? Like, hasn't it leaked in? I don't know if, Bianca, you agreed with me. Those speeches were really good, some of them. If you're already, you know, kind of looking for that, for the truth, that propaganda works really well. This, they're basically saying they're coming after you, you're next. And that's, yeah, you know, what, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the objective of propaganda, is to, you know, solidify people in their convictions and play on people's fears. And I feel like it really, they did a good job.
And what's it like to be so stupid, though? Because you got to be, if that affects you.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking people that are swayed by these Republican conventions. I heard it on New York One. I saw it, at least the end of it. And so at the end, they called the New Yorkers and are like, hey, what do you think about what you heard? And such a large amount of people saying, I'm switching to the Republican Party. Now, assuming these calls are real, because they sound real, real dumb, assuming they're real, they're like, because they mentioned God a lot, and I like God in my stuff. Like you're so, this is not, okay, I guess everything has to do with God. Well, I like that they said the country's getting crazy and we need Trump to fix it. I'm like, so what's the rest of your life like? What, are you dumb on all things? Do you, like, what do you do when your kid fucks up? Do you eat their arm? Like, what do you do day-to-day, everything?
Yeah, I just think people are really attracted to an oversimplification of, you know, the reality of the situation. So if somebody is saying the Democrats are evil and they're going to abolish the suburbs, I think that was a phrase that they used. It's like, well, I don't want that because I live in the suburbs.
Right.
And you don't even bother to dissect it further because you're afraid. You're too afraid. So
also that language is happening so much around you. It's exclusively the language that is used around you. And you were raised with that language, including the God part of it. And so, I don't know, I really feel like it's, like, I get why you're calling it stupid, and I understand that stupid and ignorance is, like, very similar, but it's more ignorant. It's more like, if we can, as little babies, be like, have anything put in our brain and that's what we believe, then this is what's happening. Like, if you tell children there's a man in the sky, there's Santa Claus, there's this, there's that, there's hell, people really believe in hell. If you're able to put that reality into people's heads so easily, you're indoctrinated into the system. How do you get out of that? Like, not only were they telling you about this stuff, but they were telling you all of their political and social feelings on everything around you. And it has been in this line of thinking. Where do you get the other thinking from? Your teachers are not thinking like that. Your timeline is not that. Your parents are not that. That's why they call, you know, Keith, you had to leave your family to stop thinking that way. You had to give up your parents.
But I still knew what, I mean, they weren't this ridiculous. My dad was a Republican, but he's very anti-Trump. But the religious stuff is still hitting me. Like, I think I'm supposed to try hard, but no, none of this is making sense.
But how many people around you said that? Can you say that around other people without
them? This is what I'm saying. So how are they so?
Fear. It's fear. It's all fear. How? Fear. When people are scared, they will do the next thing that person promises them. And that's why you have to be very scared when you're feeling that kind of vulnerability. And
how do we trick these stupid people into being seen by a doctor so we can check their brain for being so fucking stupid? Because we can't word it that way, I think. Okay. But it's a mental fucking problem. And anybody that is saying, like, all right, Keith, you're right because it's your side, please see a doctor. Just check out your brain. Because
yeah,
it's the same spots lit up as another idiot. Like, if you saw a guy on TV, by the way, how do we check their brains?
Yeah, we need to do a big, big scan of the whole brain.
Yeah.
Front, back, both sides. and just kind of, you know, get in there, scrape the stupid out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be something.
I'm all for scanning brains. Scan them.
Get your grapefruit knife out of the drawer and just scoop the stupid out, you know, the little sections.
My side, you have your side, Kate, and my side is that you're a Democrat and you want a gang next to my kids. I'm like, oh no, scrape that out.
But that Kimberly Guilfoyle speech was like, oh my God. God bless America. It was like she was doing Phantom of the Opera and Donald Trump will save you and the best is yet to come.
Did you see people were making memes of her being the female villain in Power Rangers, the TV show?
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen those memes.
They just put a helmet with horns on her head and I'm like, that's her.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I never saw the show. Yeah.
I loved that show. Oh, God, it was a great show. Cutting in lines. You guys talked about cutting in line and Hemda's mom's brilliant con.
My God.
And
coming up to a stranger. Hey, how's the weather? And I just scooped right in.
Yeah, isn't it great how we're all here in line and I'm totally in the right spot of the line as well with my beautiful family. I love you all. Everyone around me in line is great. And Keith, you confessed or just kind of explained in that episode that you wouldn't be confrontational if somebody cut you in line.
If it was one person and it wasn't too many things in their cart, I probably wouldn't say anything.
Well, bringing it all full circle, I had somebody cut me in line at the post office.
Oh.
Okay. Wow. So overburdened federal, you know, framework of, you know, services. Only two people manning a huge line serpentine around the entire building. 6 feet apart. Everyone's wearing masks, social distancing. It's all safe. This woman who's like, maybe in her early 70s, late 60s, kind of a real Martha's Vineyard type lady with like your loafers, maybe a skirt, kind of like a cable knit sweater over a collared crisp shirt. She comes in. She's
basically
like
basically Ina Garten.
Exactly. A real Ina Garten wannabe. She comes in. She's like sort of looking around like she's confused, you know, which is definitely
a trick.
Good
vanilla.
Yeah. And she gets in front of me and I said like, oh, actually the line kind of goes all the way back here. And it's like, you know, I just kind of motioned. I was like, the line is, and she said, yeah, I was behind this guy.
Okay.
And then I just looked at her deeply in her eyes and I said, oh, okay. And I gave her a look like right in the eyes, you know, like we both know what you're doing. And I just want you to know that I know what you're doing and I'm letting you get away with it because I'm being very polite because you're older than me.
Did that work? Did she just was like, okay. Because I think only you were experiencing that last
part.
Yeah,
she totally cut me and she scammed the hell out of me and she was actually a genius. And then she went and got the good vanilla and she made a delicious tort.
And had her friends come over for a party, which
and
is really just
dinner. Jeffrey was there and everybody was, you know, happy.
Jeffrey was scheduled to be here, but he's with his lover. I mean, his plane ran late.
I might feel comfortable go because what am I going to do? I'm not going to turn into a fight, but I think I would feel comfortable going, oh, okay, I'm a fucking idiot. And then she would, you know, still turn around and be in front of me. But
right.
I think I would do that.
Yeah. One time at a coffee shop, somebody came and joined their friend in line who was in front of me.
That's fair.
Like, you think that's fair?
Yeah.
Like they ran into each other at the coffee shop.
Yeah, that's fair.
No.
Yeah.
You're wrong. Because I did confront them in that
scenario.
Oh,
interesting.
I said, this is still cutting, just so you know.
Oh, that's fair of you.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They were like, they said, thank you. I'm so sorry. Would you like to go in front of me? And I was like, yes, I would. That's exactly what I want.
I don't like that they turned it into a favor.
Yeah.
Would you like? No. I want you where you are. I'm just a weirdo. Fuck you. Fuck you. And I keep saying that. Fuck you. It's like, well, please, you can go ahead. Fuck you. Go. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The truth is Keith is never doing this. This is not you.
I am
now
because I have a mask. Fuck you.
Yeah, nice.
No one knows what I'm, no one knows who's saying it but nice. Them.
What was the poll for this episode with Carmen LaGalla, America's sweetheart?
It was fuck you. Yes, no. Will there be riots immediately following the presidential election?
Okay.
I think no. And I think no because I think Trump showed us that the world, the leader does let people be themselves because people are so fucking stupid. Like there was all this white supremacy. Why are they hiding it? They have all this much hate. They just need somebody to say, hey, I hate too. And they'll go, I hate too. I think if they have someone saying, we can't hate no more, they go, we can't. I think that would be the end of it because it started so simple.
Who's going to say we can't hate no more? Trump said if he doesn't get elected, he's not leaving anyway.
Well, of course he's leaving. Well, he's leaving.
Okay, but you're saying, you know, they're going to be like, and I guess we lost fair and square. Good night.
Yeah, there'll be some complaints, but in general, I think it'll go down. Well, we'll see. We asked the audience, will there be riots? 89%.
And you already don't say 89%. Which side? Bianca, what do you think?
I think there will definitely be some sort of demonstrations, whatever happens. But I don't know if there'll be like rioting. I think there'll be demonstrations, and I think there'll be like those creepy white supremacist militia people who come and like try to occupy a building or whatever, and no cops shoot them because they're all on the same team as them or whatever, you know. So, like, I think there'll be some weird violence, but I'm not sure.
What's the line? Because I believe there'll be violence, and that's what I call, like, how do you, all right, so I guess, yeah, there's violence and then there's a riot. I'm still standing by that. Keith, 89%.
Say yes, there will be riots.
Oh.
Huh. Well, are they going to be rioting? Maybe that's the next poll.
They said yes.
They have to make sure they're right.
Will you be out there on the streets rioting?
Will you ensure the riots? Yes, sure. No.
Does your brain need scraped? Most likely.
Come to my scrapatorium. Okay.
Three scrapes.
Yeah.
You know the way we buy back guns? Yeah.
$10 a scrape. Scraping. You know, community organized, free scraping. You know, it's a scrape share. 3313, Hot Pockets with Trace. Again, I don't speak French.
Right.
Beaulieu.
That was pretty good.
We had a theme this week. Last week.
So Trace is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think between him and Frank and Doug Loves Movies himself, you're going to be
easy
having your butt kicked all up and down.
All right.
I mean, I'm just saying I'm not betting against you.
Okay.
But I think Hamda is when she's making the lineup. And
right?
It's like pretty rude of her.
Yeah, there wasn't a roll of the dice. Who'd we end up with this week?
Yeah, she's like, okay, we'll give you an easy one where we have Bianca, Andrea, Tracy, Craig, Newsy. You know, like people who truly don't care one way or the other. But then next time, movie experts.
People who do it for a living, movie experts.
Yeah, literal movie experts.
Did you see the comedycake.com review of the show that you were on?
I did. Keith sent it to me. So
you
nice.
You were the killer queen. They said something nice about you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm proud of my performance on that. I feel
being
like
the
I'm,
only person who got points for the team.
Yeah, I did get a lot of points and I did win against Keith I think, 5 out of 6 matchups. So, and also, I don't know if you remember, but like many moons ago, we did do a Silent Trailers.
No one remembers.
Me, Andrea, and Julia against Keith, and we did win at that point as well.
Yeah, I forget. So, were you both, like, were you all synced up or something, and I was trying to be polite? I don't remember if there's anything to that.
That must have been it.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was our menses.
That's on the YouTube channel, Keith and the Girl. Just
it doesn't
saying.
Matter where it's at.
It's a killer game, that one.
And it's deleted.
Jim Gaffigan. I mean, that to me was a great diatribe. And I like how he kept saying, and I think this kind of circles back to our brain scraping, brain scanning kind of thing, where like he's saying, Trump does not have your best interests in mind, and you know it. Right. Ivanka and Jared are coastal elites, and you know it.
Like, that was interesting to me. I don't know what they know. What did you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of brilliant because he's saying, like, you're not dumb. You actually do know the truth. You're just too scared to admit it because you wish that this other version of things was the truth so badly that you've convinced yourself that it is, that he's a good guy and that, you know, he's going to help you.
Yeah, he said he wasn't. I read his Facebook post this morning. He said he wasn't responding to the several interviews, of course, he was being asked to do. And instead, he wrote a long post on Facebook, basically saying he knows that as a Catholic, you know, no swearing comic, he knows what his audience must be like. And he just didn't want to stay quiet anymore. He apologized to his wife for cursing, but something about like, as his kids look back, he wants to make sure that he's clear on what his message really is and that he's okay with losing the followers over that. And I'm summing up like paragraphs of stuff, and I did skim through some of it, but that's some of what I caught.
Yeah.
I like it. It's the best work he's ever done.
I do respect him. I get the not cursing. I don't enjoy comedy that omits words. Like, I think fuck is an important word, and sometimes fornicate, like fuck me. Like, I'm not going to say fornicate me. Has a different feel to it.
Yeah,
it's
that
just
would be strange.
Yeah.
Fornicate me.
I believe in all the words, and I like them, and I think they do belong in comedy, but that doesn't mean you can't be funny without it. So
yeah, I do find it to be an interesting challenge when people try to sort of describe something without using those, you know, bad words. And when I was writing my KTG roast, I remember seeing a couple swears in there and then just taking them all out and challenging myself, trying to be more descriptive. And I felt, I don't think like from a moralistic standpoint is important, but I thought from like a writing standpoint, it was a fun challenge for me. So
I get
but
that.
I like swearing. And I would say, fuck you if you don't like it. Fuck you, you asshole.
Nice.
Right, Keith?
You're absolutely right. I remember being a kid in high school, and I loved to write. And I wrote a story, and people would like couldn't fill up a page. I'm on page 14. Some teachers thought I was fucking with them. I thought this was the rules. And in one particular, an English teacher loved me, this particular class, and I wrote, and a guy was saying dialogue, and I had him say the word shit, and there was no cursing in my school, but I'm like, nothing else goes.
Right.
Nothing else fits here but the word shit. Not damn, and certainly not an otherwise not a curse word. And I put it in, and I got an A+, but she circled the word and said, but I don't like this. And I'm like, all right. I'll meet you in the middle then with an A+, and I'd rather you didn't do this. I'm like, but I knew I had to.
That's fair, and she knew you had to also because she gave you an A+. Right. There's also the I don't use the word fuck or shit or anything that, you know, a bunch of people decided that were, you know, offensive or whatever. But I do talk sexual innuendos, and I will talk about these very hard-hitting topics, but I didn't say fuck, so it's family friendly. And I'm like, yeah, okay. No, I still don't want my kids to watch that. That's, I'm not trying to have them
Hemda,
never
you
hear
don't
the word
have fuck. Kids.
Shit, Hemda, I thought I did.
Are you okay?
Fuck. Oh my God.
Sorry to interrupt.
Remember that abortion? It didn't take.
Oh no. He's out there.
You can find out years later. It's weird.
Little Hemda roaming the streets.
Yeah, pay extra for like the second go around check. You know what I mean? Like just double check.
That's a brain that's going to need scraped out.
Yeah, we got to scrape that one good. Yeah. Melania's green dress. I mean, they gotta be doing this kind of thing on purpose. Like, I don't, it's like, wait, what? You're just not, nobody's thinking about this stuff? Like, no, it's gotta be deliberate or else my brain needs scraping.
When I saw those cokeheads at the Republican National Convention giving those speeches, I'm like, I think all the makeup artists are Democrats. And like, fuck you. Here's here's blue eyeshadow on your left cheek. And here's glitter on your right cheek. Go get them, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, like, the kid who was the one who was kind of harassing that Native American protester, and he spoke and he was like, I've been a victim of cancel culture by the media, and I'm a little bitch boy, and I'm Trump's favorite little bitch boy, and I like to be sucking cock on my knees because I'm a little bitch boy and everybody was mean to me on the internet and they didn't even give me a chance. And I was like, this is who you have representing your, like,
tough party?
Yeah. Like, oh, guns, trucks, and don't be mean to me on the internet. Like, what is happening? I don't understand.
That should be a meme. Guns, trucks, God, and don't be mean to me on the internet.
Oy, oy, oy.
I could point my gun at you, but that's my right.
Yeah.
Now, being mean on the internet, no one's
nice
got that right.
In the comments. What was the poll on this spad, Larry?
Who's Trump's best bitch boy?
Is it okay when celebrities get political? Some people don't think they right. should just stick to acting. Like we said, plumbers should only plumb. And I said that some of us are well-rounded. We can have opinions and go to work. The reason I wanted to do Keith and the Girl is so that having an opinion was my job.
Right.
And so it can't upset people.
Yeah. And yet it does, Brett.
Right. Poll results. Is it okay when celebrities get political? 100%. Yes.
Huh. I'm surprised.
Our audience is fine with it.
Huh.
There are very few dissenters these days
in the
science lab.
Now, when you see this, and you're a brain scrapey, right? Potential.
A scrapey? Okay.
You're a potential brain scrapey. And you see something like this is 100%. Do you think, like, man, no one gets it? Because there would be. You talk about how, Hemda, you're indoctrinated with these thoughts from a small town or wherever. But then why, if you're so simply switched, why don't you go, whoa, look at this, 100%. That's a, you know what I mean? That's a big, because it's not really 100%.
Well, this 100%, we're talking to the 100%.
I guess
so. Who are we swaying? We're not swaying anyone. We're talking to the same people of the same opinion. So
I guess it's a legit 100%. Okay, there you have it.
Yeah. They've stopped listening. The people...
Right.
The people would vote the other way, I guess. Right. I don't know. Or maybe they're just scared to vote. They're scared to do their polls.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I bet it is? You have polls like this that are political. They don't believe in science, and my polls are science.
Oh, yes. Of course.
That's got to be it.
That's got to be it.
We
science scares
it.
Some. Yep.
We cracked
it. All right. At least it makes sense.
It was right in front of us the whole time. Yep. So weird. Wake up, sheeple.
Yes. So that was the week. And I also listened to Daddy Issues episode number 8, The Final Trick. A nice little lighthearted goof around between you and your bro. An on-air email was sent. That's one of my favorite things. That's just a beautiful gift that you give us. Okay, compose. Here we go. Lollipop, lollipop. mini golf. And you're just like, you and your brother are like, giggling little kids again, like giggling in the yard, but not too loud. And it's very cute.
Thank you. Yeah, he goes, he says something, and I go, all right, I'm writing that down. He's like, you're just writing down whatever the fuck I say. You're just writing down whatever the fuck I say, Sven. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So you went over all the options for commemorating the October death.
Yes.
Potential death.
Right. We're going to record another Daddy Issues any minute now, but it looks like we're going the newspaper route one way or another.
Damn. Okay, cool.
Like the, you're making up an entire newspaper?
I'm not sure if it's going to be an entire paper yet, but it's going to be something, and we're going to make sure it's delivered to his house.
Oh, my God. We need the whole community in on this, Keith. You got to fill us in. We got to do our parts. If people have to write articles, or if we have to buy out, you know, a bunch of papers, like that could cost, like if we buy all the papers space, could cost upwards of $50. But I think that we can do it. We need everybody's help. This is a good cause.
Like
it's
people the say,
funniest
if they
bit on Earth,
they want to do the horoscopes or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's make the categories, have submissions. Let's create an entire newspaper. Let's Rory Gilmore this up.
Nice.
I will help. You know I will help. And let's take over the newspaper and let's hurry up. You know they're planning October. They already know what's going to happen in Somerset. Come on, Keith.
Yeah.
All right. It is Oktoberfest coming up.
Wow. I think there should be an article also about like different kinds of leaves.
And yes. Like, submit your article. Yes.
Yeah. On the front page to get his attention is number one leaf, 7th time in a row, sugar maple. Other okay leaves include.
These are all good ideas. We're
workshopping.
Then he's
like, well, this is a paper. And then it says, you know, page 2. Why? You might be a piece of shit. You know, stuff to get his attention.
All right.
Man says, crunch of this leaf is exceptional. And I wouldn't have any other leaf before my imminent death.
Yeah, and we polled the audience, and it's like a rating of 1 to 5 crunch for each of the top, you know, listed leaves. That's a good one. Let's post all the stuff. Post your ideas in Reddit, in our subreddit, Keith and the Girl, or on the forums, and then it'll help compile this. If you already have an article put together, let's get that in there. We're gonna do this.
There's poetry. Anybody can write a poem, but only God can make a maple leaf tree.
There it is. Love it.
Oh, guys. All right. Well, that's that. Mm-hmm. And to the people, I say, so long, farewell, off heater saying goodnight. I hate to go and leave this all behind. Beep bitty beep 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 bitty beep beep beep. So long, farewell, auf wiedersehen, I do not speak French. Beep bitty beep 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 bitty beep beep beep. GateOfTheGirl.com.